Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, I guess when it leaks, it gushes. BP has yet another troubling episode to explain to a skeptical world. Did the oil giant lobby to get a Libyan convicted in the Pan Am 103 bombing released from prison early as part of a deal to get a lucrative drilling rights contract? Abdel Bassat al-Megrahi was convicted of 270 counts of murder for the bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. He was sentenced to life in prison, but was released nearly a year ago after doctors claim he had terminal prostate cancer, only 3 months to live. But he's very much alive today in Libya. And so are some tough questions for BP. Did it help orchestrate his release to curry favor with the Libyans to get access to the oil? Several U.S. lawmakers are now vowing to go after BP. We're joined by the Takeaway Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, who sat down yesterday with one of the key senators who is leading the charge on all this. Good morning, Todd. What do U.S. lawmakers want to see happen in this case?
Hi, Miles. Well, look, it's really senators from New York and New Jersey who are concerned. Nearly 100 of the people on board Flight 103 were from New York and New Jersey who died. I sat down with Senator Bob Menendez just off the Senate floor yesterday. Right before we sat down, the British government had acknowledged, Miles, that releasing al-Megrahi had been, quote, a mistake. I asked him what he thought about that.
We need to know the truth about how al-Megrahi was released from the doctors who supposedly said he had only 3 months to live and then now say that, well, they were basically hired by the Libyan government and he could live up to 10 years, to what BP's role was in trying to pressure the British government to go ahead and do the prisoner transfer in order for it to successfully achieve its goal of drilling off the Libyan coast.
All right, so there's a little bit of concern here, but what can Senator Menendez do?
Miles, he's on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's announced that on July 29th, the committee is going to hold a hearing into this alleged connection between al-Megrahi's release, BP's lobbying, and their subsequent winning of that Libyan drilling contract. So I asked Menendez what he plans for this hearing.
I certainly want to call BP officials before the committee. I want to know the truth as to the documentation that exists between them and the British and or Scottish government.
You don't have the power to call British or Libyan officials?
No, although we will certainly invite them, and hopefully they will voluntarily come. We will ask them all of the appropriate questions to get to the truth. But in the absence of that, we certainly have the ability to go after BP and its executives and seek its documented production.
Well, look, Miles, realistically, this is a potential deal between the British government, the Scottish government, the Libyan government, and a British company. They can hold hearings, but it's unclear whether this whole alleged deal is beyond the reach of these senators. It probably is. They may just be playing for some anger and for the TV cameras in the final analysis here.
Thanks very much, Todd Zwillick.